Conspiracy theories that Caroline Leavitt had her own extended family member deported are flooding the internet after TMZ acquired footage of the moment masked ICE agents in unmarked vehicles swarm the car of the mother of Caroline Leavitt's nephew before hauling her away. Hoodlum says, "There is no way this is random. I'm still rather agnostic on whether or not Caroline Leavitt caused this, but I just want to break down the surrounding context. Because if we go back to April, Caroline Leavitt was making jokes about people who were unjustly deported, like Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia.
Based on the sensationalism of many of the people in this room, you would think we deported a candidate for Father of the Year. Based on the sensationalism."
I mean, it doesn't have to be a candidate for the Father of the Year. Kilmar was brought back to the United States after she said this because a Trump admin wrongfully deported him. It doesn't have to be the perfect person in the world. Everybody deserves due process. And this gets towards the broader lesson that we're going to learn while watching this video and covering immigration. It's that the Trump administration is not targeting criminal, violent, illegal aliens. They have reallocated funds away from violent criminal gangs, and they've allocated the funds towards deporting farm workers. You're not going to find gang members working every single day on a farm, but there are farm workers being deported, so much so that farmers had to call Trump and say, "Dude, can you stop deporting people?" Secondly, people who are going to the courthouses to have their day in court, they've been waiting and waiting and going through the proper processes, doing the paperwork, jumping through the hoops, and ICE targets people there. You're not going to find gang members there either. Trump is reallocating ICE's funds from dangerous people, which, yeah, if somebody has like killed someone and they're here illegally, sure, of course you can deport them. He's reallocating funds to people who are just here, people who have been here since they were six. For example, the mother of Caroline Leavitt's nephew was detained by ICE. She came to the United States as a child and has a child here. Earlier this month, Bruna Ferreira was leaving her home in Revere to pick up her 11-year-old son, Michael Leavitt Jr., from school in New Hampshire when her car was suddenly swarmed by immigration and customs enforcement agents. They demanded her name and her driver's license, but Ferreira did not have the document on hand. Her sister recounted, "They were not the most gentle with her. She's 33. She was detained and taken to the police station nearby. Stunned and desperate for help, she repeatedly told authorities the name of her son's aunt, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, one of the most visible figures in the Trump admin and a prominent defender of the immigration crackdown. Michael Leavitt Sr., 35, the brother of Caroline Leavitt, who's 28, and Ferreira broke up more than a decade ago, but they share custody of their son. Quote, I'm sure my sister was terrified, frantic. She's been here since she was 6 years old. She's more American than anything else," said Dos Santos Rodriguez, 27, who lives in Winchester. Again, they are not targeting people who are committing crimes and who are doing terrible things. They are committing people who have children here, people going to school to pick up their kids. She was eventually transferred to a regional correctional facility, a women's prison. Ferreira told her that the conditions were miserable and she felt really, really unsafe. Caroline Leavitt did not respond to a request for comment. But now that we have this video, a lot of new questions are popping up. Let's watch TMZ's video of the situation unfolding. There's not really much audio to it, but in this video, you see her car, the silver. Dude, look how they surround people really quickly. Look how they do this. It is such a disproportionate use of force. This is a woman going to pick up her son from school, and there's one car that comes in and traps her here, another one that traps her here, two that come around the side. You could even see a fifth car over on the corner, I believe. Just so many different cars, probably more off screen. Multiple agents get out. I see four getting out of their car now, five. That's Bruna. As it continues to unfold, I just want to say that oftentimes in these videos, we see highly, highly uncoordinated, untrained officers who are making things messier and messier. This one is honestly the outlier of a clean, quick job, which is why people are speculating that it wasn't random. I cannot tell you how many damn videos I have seen of ICE agents that are like super uncoordinated. Like, it reminds me of the kid in basketball in middle school and high school. I wasn't like always super coordinated, but there was always a kid that was really uncoordinated and flopping around. I've seen ICE agents that are like trying to grab someone and their arms are just flopping around. It's like, dude, we're supposed to have trained professionals taking care of these situations to minimize risk, to maximize the amount of safety. So obviously this new video raises questions. Beyond Caroline Levitt's callousness about prior deportations that were unjust and illegal, someone on Twitter said, "I honestly wouldn't be surprised if lunatic Caroline Levitt had something to do with her 11-year-old nephew's mother getting detained by ICE Gestapo right before Thanksgiving as a favor for her brother." Who thinks Caroline Lion Levitt specifically asked to have her brother's ex deported? So people on Twitter really, really do believe that this is the case. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. I mean, looking at Caroline Levitt's callousness around Kilmar, saying that you would think she's father of the year. I think he's father of the year. You don't have to be father or mother of the year to deserve due process. And honestly, if you are making the country better, it doesn't matter who you are, what color your skin is, what country you came from. If you are making the country better by raising a child, contributing to the economy, staying safe, keeping your community safe and clean, I honestly think you deserve to stay in the country. There should be a pathway to citizenship for people who are making the country better actively, rather than giving a pathway to citizenship so we can actually raise more tax revenue. I mean, immigrants are net raisers of revenue for the government. Illegal immigrants in particular legally cannot use welfare or benefits. They can only pay into the system. So it's just net raisers of revenue. Now, obviously, being here illegally isn't ideal. People should come through the proper processes. But when it takes 7 to 10 years, people have to come here through illegal means. People oftentimes have no choice. They come here for economic opportunity. And then the Trump admin snags them, deports them, oftentimes with little to no or rush due process. And now it's hitting Caroline Levitt. It is hitting a little bit too close to home. We've always known that conservatives have a worldview that is very, you know, in a bubble until it hits home. I had a friend in high school who was always, always anti-abortion, anti-choice, until he got into college and he had a little scare of his own with a girlfriend. And all of a sudden, his conservative family is okay with them getting an abortion. I've had people who don't understand the implications of gun violence until they live and move to an area where it affects them, and then they change their view. It is all too common for people in America, not even just conservatives. This is a very, very human experience for people not to understand until it hits close to home. And I'm not saying in this case Caroline Levitt is super close to the person who was deported, but obviously, it is a huge story, and obviously the person invoking Caroline Levitt's name right away was a big deal. In a statement, the Department of Homeland Security spokesperson McLaughlin said Ferraria has a previous arrest, and that is the reason why. She entered the country on a B2 tourist visa that required her to leave in 1999, and she's currently in removal proceedings, about to be removed. We're going to leave it there. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.